is WXPN 88.5 HD Philadelphia, WXPH 88.7 HD Middletown, and WKHS 90.5 Wharton. Member-supported radio from the University of Pennsylvania.
Just after 9 o'clock here on the Folk Show on a Sunday evening. Chuck Elliott for Gene Shea. Gene back next week. And hope you're enjoying your Independence Day weekend, Gene, whatever. I think he had a last minute, an offer that was too good to refuse. Anyway, we subtitled this a little bit earlier, Emmett and I, songs from the western suburbs. Emmett from the more distant western suburbs. Our next guest, Denise Moser, from the more nearby suburbs. Here at 88.5. Denise, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so see your work. I heard that, so at least that microphone works. Denise here to share some songs with us and find out what's been happening with her. It's been, I know we did this a long time ago, like 10 years or whatever.
We did this a long time ago, yes.
In a different station, anyway. Different CD, different songs. And anyway, so you want to start out with something and then we'll catch up?
Sure. This is called I Believe.
And in clean slate snowy days, in knee-deep walks through the neighborhood, and in a dried oak fire ablaze. And I believe in sleeping in and in grasping at a fading dream. I believe in saying what I mean. I believe and I'm so sorry. Do you know I care? I believe and I can see you there. I believe in a deep earth smell and in the sound of the falling rain, in tripping over my heavy heart and in getting up again. And I believe in letting go of those things that I cannot change. I believe in reaching past my range. I believe in it's my turn and I've waited for too long. I believe in wishing on a song. Makes you you is the same thing that makes me me, and our differences are more the same than we ever would believe. And I believe in my own words and in the beauty of today. I believe in brown hair turning gray. And I believe in a second chance and in a brand new fresh mistake. I believe in giving what I take. I believe the golden rule, it tells the truth and shows the way. And if I wanna heal the world, I've gotta live it every day. And I believe in working hard and in taking time to be. I believe there's more than I can see. I believe in tenderness and taking off my shoes. And do you know, I believe in you.
usually like to give it a couple of seconds to soak into people's radios, the walls of their living room or wherever they're listening. Anyway, Denise Moser with us on the Folk Show this evening here at 88.5 XPN. Chuck Elliott for Gene. That's the title of your current CD?
It's actually called Here Right Now.
Oh, okay. So it's not.
But that's the song that you've been gratefully giving a lot of airplay to, which I much appreciate.
You know, since I don't write songs at all, I don't think so. I don't think I ever wrote one. I can't recall. Is there a dynamic when you wrote that? Were you in a very positive frame of mind? To me, it's full of positive thoughts. And
you know, that song actually was written kind of differently than most of my songs are written. The first verse of that song showed up completed. It was just words. Mm-hmm. I usually hear the words and music together and then I sculpt it, but I usually hear it together and the words are kind of go with the cadence of the melody that I'm hearing in my head. So I had these words and I liked it, and I typed it up and I put it in my computer in a file called New Songs, and it sat there for a couple of years. I didn't know what it was telling me. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it showed up again in my mind, and I decided that I would spend, I call them duck sessions. I do these timed songwriting sessions every day, and at the end of the session, the duck quacks. Oh. So I call it my duck session. So I spent several on that song, and somewhere in my apartment is pages and pages and pages of verses that I then honed down to those four. And it's actually, I think, the only song I ever wrote that the format of the song is verse, 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 verse.
Oh, that's right. There is no chorus, mm-hmm. repeating chorus. I think we...
Yeah.
Anyway, so welcome. Thank you. Yeah, how's it been going?
It's been going well. I've been having a good time getting my songs out there. It's been fabulous, and it's been a struggle sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, my most recent blog is called Dancing with the Gatekeepers. So I'm grateful to you for opening a door to me here today.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
And that's
a nice ring to it. I like that.
Thank you. And I also have put together this, one of my favorite things that I do is a creative writing workshop called Painting with Words. Mm-hmm. And it's for anyone who wants to unearth their stories. They don't have to identify as writers. And that's been great fun. I do it as an all-day retreat, and I, in the fall again, will be doing it as a series of evening classes.
Is it like quarterly, or is it like...
You know what? I've done it at this point four times. Mm-hmm. It's fairly new, so it's not on a strict schedule, but I will be doing it again in the fall.
Okay, we can talk later about where, you know, to hook up with this.
Thank you.
Okay, want to do another? And
sure.
We'll move on?
Sure. This is called Elisa's Song. Sometimes I get... commissioned to write songs for other people, and sometimes I write them as gifts. So this song was a gift to my friend Elisa, and the spirit of it is what she was going through, but it's really for anyone who knows what it's like to go through a major change in their life. It's July, but my mind's in October. On the Golden Gate, I'm in New York. I'm in one place, and I'm in another. I'm no place at all. My eyes memorize the redwoods and the fog that I've loved like a friend. I wish I could see them like new for the last time, 'cause they won't be home again. And I'm packing up paintings, I'm packing up cats, I'm packing up 17 years. I'll get us on 90 and ride it back east, and I'll find a new way. A long way from here. I want some magic to pack with my memories. I am on my farewell tour. I'll make one last sweep down Old Mason Street, then I'll drive to Limantour. And I'm packing up paintings, I'm packing up cats, I'm packing up 17 years. I'll get us on 90 and ride it back east, and I'll find a new way a long way from here.
and it feels like someone else is writing my song. And when it gets written, I'll sing along. I am moving to where the sun rises, and winter is cold to the bone. But there is where my heart is. I'm coming home. And I'm packing up paintings, I'm packing up cats, I'm packing up 17 years. I'll get us on 90 and ride it back east, and I'll find a new way. A long way from here.
.5 Sunday evening folk music until 11 o'clock. Chuck for Gene. Live music from the John Studio here at XPN. Denise Moser, our guest. Now, who was moving in that? You were, or Elisa? Or?
My friend Elisa was moving from San Francisco to New York.
How'd that turn out?
Actually, it was upstate New York, and it's turned out really well. And Elisa did the graphics on both of my CDs, mm-hmm. and she's made me posters and magnets, and she's done every graphic thing of mine, almost every single graphic thing of mine. And she would never take a penny from me. Mm. And so I thought, you know what? As a thank you gift, I'm going to write a song for her.
It's nice that you had that option.
Yeah.
Now, you've moved around, too, a little bit, right, in the last several years?
I've moved around, but I haven't gone far.
Okay. So you're from the area? You're a Delaware Valley person?
I am. Okay. I am initially a Philadelphian, and then Havertonian.
Oh, okay. All the way to Havertown, right? So, now, you have a Maine Point connection, too, right? You were out there for a little while.
I do have a Maine Point connection. My initial Maine Point connection, and I don't know how I heard of it, but I went as a music lover since I was 14 years old, mm-hmm. and I begged for a job, and they wouldn't hire me until I turned 18, and so, like, a minute after my 18th birthday, I went, and I went there.
Oh, you, yes.
There used to be this place next to the Maine Point called Beside the Point.
Remember it, yes.
And I went in there, and there was a woman there, and I begged her for a job, and she handed me a napkin, and she said, write down your name and phone number. And the next night, a lovely woman also named Denise called me on the phone and said, do you want to work for Robert Hunter? And at the time, I'd never heard of Robert Hunter. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll work for anybody. And
everybody knows who Robert Hunter is.
Now, right? I do. So, okay. Now I do. When I was 18, I did not. But
he was touring. I guess he did have an album out. And was it just like a solo tour?
Well, it was just him.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just him. And then I was there every night for 3 years until they closed.
Right. Okay. So you were there. Emmett was there pretty much the whole stretch. You were there the last 3 years.
Yeah, the last 3 years. So, yeah, Emmett was before me.
Right, right. So.
Yeah.
So, do you remember your most remembered artist or
of the Maine Point?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. My most, I guess, biggest one was, you know, I got to sit second row a couple nights for Jackson Browne, but that was before I worked there. When I worked there,
I saw Jackson there, so it's one of those. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't see you there, so I was like,
well, you know what? One of my favorite things was when Tom Rush would play, because mm-hmm. I loved him, mm-hmm. still love him, and he would come every Thanksgiving and do four nights.
That's so, right. I forgot about that.
So I loved that, and he actually brought Steve Forbert to town, I think the first time he was here. I don't even know if Alive on Arrival had come out yet.
It could be.
And so, you know, that was my entree to Steve Forbert, and I'm opening for him in a couple of weeks.
Right, you'll get a chance to ask him if you remember, if he remembers.
Yeah, so July 20th in Bryn Mawr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
And actually, one of my very favorite Maine Point artists is someone who probably no one's ever heard of, who also was a Tom Rush opening act for four nights. It was a woman named Betsy Caskey, and I loved her.
I think you got me there.
And I know, I loved her, and I actually found her again via Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
her's still around here.
Yeah, and she turned me on to Towns Van Zandt, which was fabulous of her.
Yeah, I'll take it. You know, I'll thank anybody for that. I actually got to I don't do very many interviews, but I got a chance to interview him a time or two, like in the early 70s.
One
and
of
stuff.
The best songwriters ever.
Yeah, yeah. Miss him sorely.
Yes.
So we'll do a couple more.
I would love that. I would love that. So this next song was not intended to have anything to do with Elisa's song, but it kind of does. So imagine that you've just packed up all your stuff and you've put it in a truck.
I try not to.
Or maybe you have some really nice friends who helped you move.
There you go.
You know, you carted your stuff across the country, or maybe you just carted it across town. And then you emptied it all into this brand new place with white walls, and you're not even sure yet how to fit your furniture in the right place, and your boxes are piled up, and it just feels like a promise, like a brand new start. So that's what this song is about. It's called This House.
May this house be for me a place of peace, joy, and safety. And may these walls hold my heart, my hopes, and in my days here, may friendships bloom and anger ease. May my heart be at peace inside these walls. May windows bring the sounds of spring and the smell of summer rain. And if I hear rumbling too near, may I know that I am safe. And may this house be for me a place of peace, joy, and safety. And may these walls hold my heart, my hopes, and in my days here, may friendships bloom and anger ease. May my heart be at peace inside these walls. May the boxes of my lifetime stuff find their place within these rooms. May it be more than halls and floors. May it feel like my home soon. And let there be love. Let there be, come on in. May there always be a place for me, no matter where I've been. May this house be for me a place of peace, joy, and safety. And may these walls hold my heart, my hopes, and in my days here, may friendships bloom and anger ease. May my heart be at peace inside these walls. The fire's warm, Hajir is on, and you are welcome inside these walls.
Do we hear Joni Mitchell there? Is that what the reference is, or is it something else?
Yes, and you know what? Most people actually don't catch that. Yes.
Catch what?
The reference. I used to have this ritual, because I used to move a lot.
Okay.
And I had this ritual when I got to my new place. I would put on Hajira, and I would sit down, and I would just listen to the whole thing, and that would kind of be my like... Well, inauguration.
This is your home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any reason, any lyrical, or I don't know?
You know... I love so many of her songs. I mean, I'm staring at one of the most wonderful photos of Joni, and she's looking like she's got her eyes closed and she's listening to whatever's happening in the studio.
If you ever visit the studio, I'm talking to the audience now, if you ever visit the studios here, you have to catch this photo of Joni. She kind of looks over the announcer's shoulder, and most of the time it's kind of like very ghostly, you know, ethereal. You know, I don't know how you describe it.
Yeah, like you just described
magical,
it well.
So.
It's beautiful. It's sort of like in her, you know, folky Topanga Canyon kind of days.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. But I think Hajira, the album Hajira, is one of the most amazing, you know, pieces of work I've ever heard.
You know, listening to the song, I did have that feeling. That is kind of a marvelous, magical feeling. The house is clean, it's empty, all the walls are whitewashed or painted or whatever, and it is yours, or to do something with, you know, to make it yours. Yeah. And, you know, that changes quickly, but the magic of that moment.
Yeah, so. It's sort of like the first day of school with fresh white notebooks and sharp number twos.
Depends which side of the desk you're But anyway, so you're not in school anymore, right? You're done, so.
I am not in school anymore. Okay, so. I'm long past not been in school anymore.
So we'll do a couple more?
Sure. Okay. Sure.
Okay.
So this one, I still have to count frets no matter how many years I play the guitar.
Did we do the double capo one yet?
We did the double capo one. That was I believe.
Okay. Any reason? Why would you need that?
The double capo is because the capo closest to me on the neck is a drop D capo. Mm-hmm. And so it was two frets up from a regular capo, which allowed me to have a drop D sound without retuning. Mm. I had won a David Wilcox guitar lesson, Skype guitar lesson, uh-huh. which kind of like this was like so exciting and kind of made me want to throw up at the same time. And it was fabulous. And that was one of the things he taught me.
Now he's going to be out where you are going to be in a couple of weeks. He's on the list there.
He is. I believe he's in August.
And his performance last year was so memorable. I think, you know, he just kind of like, any kind of words or feelings that were flowing through the air, he seemed able to latch onto and incorporate it into his songs and storylines, and just everything merged together.
Yeah.
You know, I think Jay Ansel was out there. He played some sax with him and so forth. So it's hard to imagine that happening again, but I mean, he's really capable of it.
He really is special. I definitely will be at that show.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we do a couple more? So. On this Sunday evening of Independence Day weekend. The weekend going okay? Or?
The weekend is going okay. I went to see fireworks, which is one of my very favorite things in life.
That was a blast.
That was fabulous. So this song is actually brand new. Like literally just added something to it today. Usually there's a couple of my dearest friends that I call to hear things first, so I don't know what your listenership is, and I think I probably don't want the number until after I'm not doing this anymore, because it'll freak me out, but so this is brand spanking new.
Like July? June, July?
No, like today.
Like today. Like June 6th, okay.
Yeah, like actually I'd written a version of this song about 6 or so weeks ago. I hurt a friend of mine by accident, but I hurt his feelings really badly, and I felt horrible about it. I just felt like horrible about it. And so I wanted, besides talking and apologizing, I wanted to like have an apology song, and I realized that I couldn't think of one. And so I wrote one. So that was very specific to what happened. And then within the past, I don't know, 72 hours, I decided that I was going to work it into something that was bigger than that experience. And so the first verse is from the original piece, and the rest of it has all gotten reworked, like, within days.
Okay, great. So very, very new.
Very, very, very new. Like, yes, very new. trying to get myself comfortable on this chair. Okay, it's called Sticks and Stones. I know what they say about sticks and stones. I offer up my broken bones. My carelessness has caused you harm. I'd rather have a broken arm. I'm reaching out my hand to you with an open heart. I hope that you will reach back too and let this be a brand new start. I know what they say about feathers in the wind. Once they've blown, they won't come home again. If I could, I'd bring back every word. I'd do better.
Please know that I've learned. I'm reaching out my hand to you with an open heart. I hope that you will reach back too and let this be a brand new start. Because I know that we are so much better than this. Let's make up now with a hug and a kiss. I know what they say about sticks and stones. I offer up my broken bones.
That was you, right? Those last couple of notes there.
Yeah, I think I took my capo off too
soon.
Oh,
okay. That wasn't on purpose?
No, it wasn't on purpose.
Love of live radio.
Yes.
Thanks here at 88.5 XPN. Denise Moser here on the Folk Show on a Sunday evening. I guess the person in question hasn't heard that yet, right? Am I correct?
No, the person in question has heard it. And the person in question heard the original one, and we made up long ago, and all is well.
So this is going to cure other problems, you know.
I just thought there needs to be an apology song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I thought I'd write one.
So, when in doubt.
Yeah.
So let's look ahead. So you're going to be at, what's the official name of the concert series?
The Bryn Mawr Twilight Concert Series.
Bryn Mawr Twilight, it's on hiatus now. It's going to come back next Saturday, right? It's missed a couple of weeks, right?
I am not sure about that. I am not feeling expert about that, so I'm sorry. But if you go to BrynMawrTwilightConcerts.com, you will see the whole lineup.
Right. And I think I'm pretty sure it resumes next Saturday, and you're going to be there on the 20th.
I'm going to be there on the 20th. Most of the shows are on Saturday nights.
Right, right.
My show is on a Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Sunday. It starts at 7,
right.
And I'm going to be opening for Steve Forbert, which is a really big deal for me. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, Steve is a great guy. Yeah. And I think it's an XPN Presents concert,
concert, yes. And you know what? Speaking of the main point, I don't know if Steve's going to remember this. It's a long time ago, but I actually had Thanksgiving dinner with him at the main point. Because that year,
the artists would actually be on the road during that weekend, and they would eat their Thanksgiving.
Well, you know what? He was there for four nights because he was opening for Tom Rush, and he was there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Jeanette, who owned the main point, decided she was making Thanksgiving dinner for everybody. And I don't remember if it was a potluck or if she cooked everything, but I remember that my parents weren't really happy with me because I bailed on Thanksgiving dinner because how could you not have Thanksgiving dinner at the main point? I mean, how could you say no to that?
Right.
And so Steve Forbert was there.
Oh. And you remember that. I'll see if he does. You know, you never know. You never know.
You never know.
Anyway.
You never know.
Well, thanks so much for coming here, spending this Sunday evening with us. And can we do one more? Do you have time? One more in the hopper? Or?
I do. This is an unplanned one because I was planning on four, but I thank you for that.
9:30 on a Sunday. It's Sunday, right?
All right. So this is a kind of a new one, too. Mm-hmm. I'll let it speak for itself.
Well, let's catch up. So the website, people can get a check up on you. Hold on.
Is denisemosermusic.com. Mm-hmm.
That's Denise, as you would say, M-O-S-E-R.
M-O-S-E-R, music.com. Mm-hmm. And if what I do resonates with you, I would love it if you would join my mailing list. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you will get mail from me twice a month, which will be my newsletter and blog. And occasionally, like my folks on my list always hear about things first, so I sent out a special email to tell them about this, and a lot of them are listening tonight.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
so yeah, my mailing list is my gold, so that would be fabulous. Mm-hmm. denisemosermusic.com and BrynMawrTwilightConcerts.com, and that also, there's a link to that on my website.
Right, great.
So all right, so this one, I'm just on the spot deciding that I'm just doing this one.
Blame it on me.
No, because you know what? I sound so serious, and I actually have a whole camp of songs that are
Waiting in the wings?
That are just kind of a little more funny. Actually, I'm changing my mind even as we sit here. And I'm doing a totally different one.
Oops.
Okay. This one's called Boy Store.
I'm gonna go to the boy store. I'll tell you what I'm looking for. I won't be lonely anymore. Oh no, I'm gonna go to the boy's store. And I'll pick one who's brave and true. And I wouldn't mind if his eyes were blue. Someone looking for something new. Hey there, mister, could that be you? Yeah, I'm gonna go to the boy's store. I'll tell you what I'm looking for. I won't be lonely anymore. Oh no, I'm gonna go to the boy's store. And I won't look in the bargain bin. Cause if I do, I'll find one like him. No discount rack, cause I don't want him coming back. No. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the boy's store. Tell you what I'm looking for. I won't be lonely anymore. Oh no, I'm gonna go to the boy's store. And I'm gonna clean my closet. I'm gonna create space. I'm gonna see what I really need. My heart's too good to waste. Well, it might be the years go by. And well, I say that's just fine. I'll window shop till I make a buy. Till I find that boy who's mine. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the boy store. Tell you what I'm looking for. I won't be lonely anymore. Oh no, I'm gonna go to the boy store. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the boy store. Tell you what I'm looking for. I won't be lonely anymore. Oh no, I'm gonna go to the boy store.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's on the current CD.
It is on the current CD.
Memory serves me correctly.
It is.
Denise, thanks for coming by, sharing this moment with us, this half hour or whatever it's been on the folk
show.
Thank
you so much.
Okay, good luck, and look for you out in Bryn Mar.
Thank you.
So anyway,
thank you.